Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell.
Glory to God. This is Jim. Today's short message entitled, The Happiest People on Earth. The main thing I want to continue to emphasize, when we find Jesus the Christ through the Holy Spirit, we find the answer, the secret. We find everything. We become completely fulfilled, completely content. Yes, happy, absolutely. And this message is about one thing beyond that that is important. And it's about the ministry and the calling that God has for you. He has a ministry for every one of His children. Amen. Everyone. But first, the main thing, 100% of it, Jesus Christ. One person with a direct relationship with God Almighty through Jesus Christ. That's the key. And we continually every day, we see this glorious God Almighty, the Lord God, Jehovah. We have this priceless treasure, this incredible, it's just, it can't be put into words. And it's just, the reason I'm, sometimes I give the other side, the things that are frustrating, maybe that will motivate us to really follow Jesus for real. Like even in the body of Christ, of course, a lot of people are missing it, and we go to a church and it's not alive. Maybe there's not, the presence of God is not there. It's more of a, we just continue on. With Him, we can do all the things that He wants us to do through the power of the Holy Spirit. Practically speaking, God has a ministry for you. He has a calling specifically for you. And one of our jobs is to find that. Fulfill our ministry. The scripture that really sheds light and a lot of revelation and teaching about this, of course, 1 Corinthians 12 and also Ephesians 4:11. Also, I want to give a reference book that I highly recommend that really gives a great modern day story about this. The book is called The Happiest People on Earth. It's by Demos Shakarian, and then also the Sherrills were authors of that book. It came out probably in the 70s, 80s, but it's available online. You can get it. And the whole message of that book that Demos Shakarian presents, and he was came from a family of spirit-filled Christians living in California. They were originally from the Eastern Europe area. They immigrated to the U.S. He points out that when we have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and when we find our calling and ministry that He wants us to have, we will be in the category of the happiest people on earth. And it goes right along with all what I've been teaching about. This is the purpose of our existence. This is why we're here, is to walk with Jesus Christ. Within that, when we find our ministry, then we're in the place He wants us to be in terms of the work He has for us. So practically, many of us who are Christians have heard about the fivefold ministries: apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Those are the five. That's in Ephesians 4:11. And those are listed, I do believe, in that order, because that's the order of importance. Apostles, they plant churches and they are, you know, amazing men of God. Then prophets who predict the future, evangelists who preach the gospel, pastors who shepherd flocks, and then teachers who teach. So it's all important, and it's all, and five, of course, there's a significance in the number of five. in 1 Corinthians 12, let me read that. It says, 1 Corinthians 12, 27, 28, in verse 28, he writes, Paul writes, "And God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues." Some people are called, some followers of Jesus are called into the fivefold, one of the fivefold ministries, and they may be in two or three of them, or very few people are in more than that. That's a certain category of followers of Jesus are called into specifically those, one or two or three or four of those, of the five fivefold ministries that are listed in Ephesians 4:11. But everyone, all followers of Jesus, are called into ministry, and God has a specific ministry for every individual, a specific calling. And right here in 1 Corinthians 12:28 are just some of those callings that are not in the fivefold ministries. For example, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues, things like that, gifts of healings. And there's others. I believe there's others. And the book, The Happiest People on Earth, is a great example of how God uses someone in a tremendous way to have a tremendous impact on the world. That's Demos Shakarian. And he was not in one of the fivefold main ministries that we think are the main ministries. He was actually in the ministry of helps. So he was the guy who helped bring people together, for example, for meetings. And the ministry that he ended up having was called Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International. Once God was behind it, it went all over the world and impacted the world greatly. His ministry was the ministry of helps. And he said that when I found that, that's when I, became the happiest in that group of the happiest people on earth. I would also contend just finding Jesus Christ, we become the happiest people on earth, because remember the first teaching Jesus gave when he said blessed, nine different ways. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit. But that word means happy, blessed. It means happy, favored, fortunate. This is an encouragement to any follower of Jesus. One of the keys is for us to find our calling, our ministry. And it could be in one of the main fivefold ministries. It could be in other areas. Helps, administrations. Some people have the gift of administration. Dealing with being an administrator, dealing with staff, dealing with people a lot, dealing with finances, accounting, dealing with other things like that. Of course, some people in music and worship. But again, I would emphasize 100% of what we should be seeking is Jesus the Christ through the Holy Spirit. And within that, He will show us what He wants us to do in our ministry and our calling. Amen. So today, just seek Jesus Christ. That's everything. We don't have to worry about anything else. We don't have to understand it all. There's an anointed book I have, and Jesus told this man of God, said, don't try to figure it all out. Just humble yourself before the Lord. Seek Him. Give Him first place in your life. Make Him your first love. And you will fall deeply in love with Him. For to know Him is to love Him. And when you love Him, you will obey. Love never fails. And that's the key. And it's so simple. Even if we had some great ministry and some great, and we're, all this, it's seeking Jesus and being with Jesus and following Jesus every day. That's the key. That's the whole key. So I hope this is an encouragement. And I hope that the messages, if you haven't listened to previous messages, you know, I've been emphasizing, this is the purpose of human existence. This is why we're here on the earth. And I don't want to come across as some know-it-all or acting like I've got all the answers. I'm just trying to shed some light on some things that we all wonder about that I honestly don't hear many ministers, preachers, pastors talking about. That the purpose of our existence is literally to fellowship with Jesus Christ. We must continue on with Him through the phases to get to that point. But we can receive today the amount of Jesus Christ He wants us to have. Jesus said, give us today our daily bread. Just today, our daily bread, the amount of Jesus Christ you want us to have. When we continue on with that, that's when the great things happen. That's when we have and we find the treasure. Amen.